What's the most important thing you ever learned?
I exist and God, there's a God. It actually knows who I am. Out of this whole universe, he knows Steve.
Yeah?
He knew Steve.
But you don't know him, but you know he knows you.
Yes, exactly.
So?
It's phenomenal.
He's watching you all the time. It's called conscience.
Exactly.
Well, he's got something watching you all the time.
Well, for a while there, I thought he went like this.
Yeah.
Took off the other side of the universe.
Yeah. Then the next thing, how do you stay tuned to him?
It's funny because the only place I find where he's not there is in my imagination.
There you are.
Yeah.
And your emotions. Yeah, your emotions keep you locked into your imagination.
Yeah.
And then you're done, your goose is cooked.
It's like he can be there, but he doesn't want to be in my imagination.
He can't reach you there. He won't reach you there.
He doesn't want me to be
he
there.
He just knocks on the door on the other side.
Mm-hmm.
See? That's simple. So now the question is, how do you not be angry? How do you not be emotional? Which emotions are you talking about? All of them. But there's only one trigger for all your emotions. It's called resentment. It is the master switch. And the minute you get resentful, you haven't got a single emotion that's yours. You can all go home now.
You know, it's funny because we were talking before you walked in. It's like, okay, everybody was hurt. You were hurt. And then it just seemed to be like squishing grapes. It festered into hate. I don't know where the mechanism was when it did fester into hate, but the hurt.
You resent the hurt.
Is that what it is?
Yes.
And you know, it manifests in...
Hi, Ryuta. No, that's right. No, you see, when you're hurt... Your ego is bruised.
I'm talking about as a child.
Yeah, but even so, your children have egos. And they can be nurtured two ways. You can be cruel to it and they judge you, and you can be too nice to them and let them get away with things and they have contempt for you, which is the same thing. Because they're becoming dependent upon acting like a nice kid in order to get you to manipulate you to be a slave to them, and then strangely enough, you make them feel like a king superior over you as you're a servant, and you kneel before them, and that puffs them up, and they actually enjoy their contempt, but they smile while they may even smile while they're sucking up your benevolence, giving them their tribute.
Yeah.